Okay. I'd like to welcome everyone to this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District on this very rainy March 9th, 2023. Doug?
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Present.
Let the record show, Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Oh, darn it. Moving on to the approval of the agenda, do I have a motion?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director.
I second that motion.
Do I have a second?
I second the motion.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Jeff?
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do any of my fellow board members have any items that they need to be pulled and discussed? And if not, do I have a motion?
Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
I do want to ask some questions on item B, approval of warrants.
So we'll pull item B. Does anybody have any questions on items A and C? And if not,
no.
Do I have a motion on those? Oh, okay, can I get a motion on A and C?
I move we adopt the consent calendar items A and C.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Director Garcia.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
And I think we have Director Lopez Garcia. I think she's on mute.
She's on mute?
I think so.
Aye. Sorry.
There you go. And Director Hudson.
Aye. All right. What say you, Madam Torlakson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have a quick question. I wasn't able to get my packet early enough, so, you know, the online packet is not as clear as when you have it printed. I just wanted to check in on item number, what is that? I just saw it, now I lost it. It's, it says Easter Celebration, item 46637, Holiday Goo, Easter Celebration 2023. What is that about? Do we have an Easter Celebration, or is it for a separate program?
It's for the Easter egg hunt. So those are all the
but
eggs.
We are having Easter.
Yes.
We are having an Easter egg.
We are. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? Because it is not on the website.
It is on the website.
It's not on the website because I looked at the calendar and I didn't see it. What date is that?
Well, April 1st.
Look. April 1st. Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot. I won't be available, but I'm glad we're having an Easter celebration. Well, that's exciting. Okay, well, thank you very much. That's what my question is about. Thank you.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Do any of the other directors have any questions on warrants? And if not, can I get a motion?
I move we adopt the consent calendar item B.
Do I have a second
motion?
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Thank you, Director Evans Garcia. Yeah?
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
There are no presentations this evening, so we're moving on to the general manager report. Good evening, general manager. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good evening, Board. Just a few items that are predominantly weather-related. We're trying to weather the storm, as everybody is. We're having a little bit of a drainage issue at Ambrose Park. Looks like there's a drainage installation area that the county owns and has been filled with debris, and so it's not able to feed it the storm drain properly. So some of the water is running over onto our park and creating some erosion problems there. So we're in contact and working with the county to resolve this. And we've got the weather is pushing back some of our projects, so you'll certainly understand that some of the timelines that we had for certain projects are being affected by that. Of course, the irrigation installation at Ambrose Park and the subsequent hydro seeding and the electrical supply that feeds the irrigation system at Ambrose Center Park have all been delayed, but we're still working with them, and of course we'll be marching forward as soon as the weather starts to cooperate. And we've got a number of items coming up in the recreation world. Lori, would you like to chime in?
Yes, good evening, everyone. Or general manager. First of all, I'm really excited. Tomorrow morning is our walkthrough at Lindbergh Playground to prepare for the demo and installation. It's still tentatively planned for March 13th. I'll get more of an exact date, but again, we're inclement weather. May delay it a little bit, but they're still looking at March 13th and then continue with it. We're still waiting the grand opening celebration at Lindbrook once we get the exact date and pending the state of California's availability to attend. So hopefully I'll have a better date for you on that our next meeting. We will be starting an 8-week dance program that begins Thursday, March 23rd, offering hip-hop for ages 3 to 5, 6 to 10, and 10 to 13, and also on Saturday morning, starting March 25th, offering contemporary free expression dance to 3 to 5-year-olds, 6 to 9, and 10 to 13-year-olds. As you heard, our spring ACAT will be Saturday, April 1st at 10 a.m. And again, that's ages 0 to 12 years old. We have 7,000 eggs for our little ones to hunt for, so we're really excited about that, with lots of chocolate and a visit from the Easter Bunny. Again, hopefully the weather holds out for that. April 1st.
What time?
10 o'clock.
Okay, sorry, thank you.
Oh, no problem. We will be also offering a flag football program. We have a great instructors and coaches for that. Wednesday, April 19th and Saturday the 22nd, we'll be having tryouts. Then Monday, Wednesday, the 24th through May 31st, we will be having practices. We'll get teams together. There'll be a little draft, and then starting Saturday on April 29th to June 1st, we will have games, flag football games, and the games will be determined once we get the teams gathered together. So we're really excited about that as well. Today was the last night of our basketball camp. We had an excellent turnout, and we're looking forward to doing more programming in the spring and summer. And the pool is going to be opening on Memorial Day, just to give you a heads up. Any questions on that?
Wonderful.
Thank you so much, Lori. Is there anything else you want, need us to know, General Manager?
No, that concludes my report.
Okay. Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Lori. All right, folks, moving on. There are no legal counsel reports this evening, so we're moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comment on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? And if so, please state your name.
There's no one.
Okay. Yeah. I'm closing this item and bringing it back up to the board. Moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included in this agenda should inform the chair of their desire to speak upon the chair's request for public comment. Upon recognition from the chair, the speaker should identify themselves and limit his or her comment to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. If, due to technical difficulties, the board of directors is unable to hear the speaker's comments, then the chair may request the speaker to discontinue the call and call in again. Our first item of board matter is consider accepting the final audit report for fiscal year 2021-2022 as presented by Spector & Company. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment on this item at this time?
There is not.
Okay, I'm closing it to public. I'm bringing it back up to the board. Are you presenting this, Jessica?
No, we have actually Ms. Barry on the Zoom call.
Okay, why don't you introduce him to us and then take it away.
Joanne? Okay, she's there. There she is.
There you are.
All right, so we have Joanne Barry.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate you guys having me on today. So I'll introduce myself. My name is Joanne Barry. I've been with this firm for about 11 years. Second year managing the Ambrose audit. I wasn't, unfortunately, able to be here to present last year. I'm here this year. So we were able to do this audit this year entirely remote, again. We ran it out of our Sacramento office. Jessica was great to work with, running files over our office to review, responding to our inquiries and our requests, which can be quite substantial at times. So thank you, Jessica, for all your help during this audit. I'll run through some slides, most of which are required communication as part of the audit. So please stop me if you have questions along the way. I'm going to share my screen. Wait, can you see that?
Yes.
All right. So we're required by our professional standards to communicate our mutual responsibilities, our scope and timing, and our observations that arise from the audit. Management is responsible for the fair and accurate financial reporting and establishing the systems and policies necessary to achieve that goal. Specifically, management is responsible for selection of accounting policies, financial statement presentation and accuracy, and the implementation of a system of internal controls. Accounting policies are the overall decision by management governing how the financial statement numbers are calculated and presented. The district accounting policies are summarized in Note 1 of the financial statement. Most are standard for special districts, including the entity overview, basis of accounting, property taxes, capitalization and depreciation policies, and vacation policy. Estimates are an integral part of the financial statements. Those substantial to Ambrose are the compensation accrual, as well as lives used in the depreciation calculation. Our responsibilities are to form and express an opinion about whether the financial statements are prepared in all material respects in accordance with GAAP. In our engagement as auditors, and the performance of the audit does not relieve management or those charged with governance of their responsibilities. And just a note that audit only provides reasonable assurance, not absolute assurance, over the accuracy of the financial statement. There were no difficulties encountered during the audit. We assisted with the recording of fixed asset additions, depreciation, and debt entries. We also assisted with the entries related to the new lease accounting. accounting standard, which I'll go through later. There were no disagreements with management, no use of outside consultants or other findings, issues, or matters to report. So jumping into the annual report, I'll walk through and report on the various highlighted areas. We issued a clean opinion over the financial statements. It includes the financial statements and the footnotes. We did limited procedures on the MD&A and budget comparison. We issued a report on internal controls and noted no instances of non-compliance or other matters. Next, we have the MD&A, prepared by district staff and is an overview of the district's operations and a place for the district to tell its story. The government-wide financial statements, we first have the statement of net position, most similar to a for-profit balance sheet, includes all funds, and it includes long-term assets and liabilities. Some highlights here, cash balance was at $1.4 million, capital assets at $5 million, note payable at $517,000, and net assets of $5.6 million. The district implemented GASB 87 during fiscal year 22. The new lease accounting standard requires districts to record a lease receivable and corresponding deferred inflows for long-term rental agreements. Essentially, the past disclosures and the footnotes are now required to be put on the face of the financial statement. They net to around $6,000 between the asset and the deferred inflow, which is right under liability section. Next, we have the statement of activities, showing a net loss from recreational activities of $1.4 million, total expenses of $1.5 million, and direct revenues of $95,000. Next, general revenues were $1.3 million, with the property taxes at $1.2 million, and interest and rental income at $143,000. The fund financials do not show the long-term assets and liabilities that report these activities as a current year expense. General fund balance was $1.2 million, total revenues $1.5 million, total expenditures $1.6 million. The reconciliation between the government-wide financials and the fund financials are found in the financial statements. They'll present the specific reasons for the differences, which are those long-term assets and liabilities. The notes to the financial statements, again, include the accounting policies approved by the board, further explanations and details of balances and policies, and then the implementation of the new lease standard is in there. Budget versus actual. Revenues were under budget by $91,000. Expenses were over budget by $16,000 with a net over budget of $75,000. Actual loss from the fund financials were $107,000 for the year. We did some policy and procedural compliance testing around cash disbursements and credit card usages, and we noted no exceptions. And main issues to consider is maintaining the vigilance over the financial reporting, especially as it relates to financial activity occurring outside of the accounting records of the district, such as like large projects managed by other government agencies. Thank you again, Jessica, for all your help through the audit. It was a pleasure working with you and your staff. Are there any questions?
So, Ms. Berry, this is Trina Hudson. I'm going to take each director at a time to make it a little bit easier. I'm going to start with my advice chair, Director Torrickson. Do you have any questions for Joanne Berry?
I do, actually. Thank you very much.
Or Jessica?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm trying to understand what it means in layman's terms that there was a net change, which means that there was a discrepancy in the reporting. Is that what it means?
What is your question? What net change?
What does net change actually mean in layman's term? That there was a misreporting on some of the balances? Is that what?
There was some adjustments. So there were some changes to the financial statements, mostly to account for those long-term items that are presented in the government-wide financials. But no, there wasn't any audit errors. So net position is the difference between the assets and the liabilities, if that's what you're referring to as net position.
I'm referring to number 14 of whatever. I have a page at the bottom page with number 14, and it says net change in fund balance, which is a difference of $107,950. Does that mean that it was move from one area to another area? And because
no, it means what it means is that expenditures were more than revenue coming in.
And it was it presented that it before it was audited that we were in the black instead of being in the red. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, it wasn't, and it was like that.
That we did lose, that we had a loss of one.
Yeah, and that wasn't a result of the audit.
Okay.
That wasn't a result of that. That's just
the actual operation. That's the actual, because there was a budgeted and there was the actual, and this is the actual amount that after the year end.
Correct.
We were at a loss of $107,950.
Correct.
And it's just the terminologies that change. Is that what you're saying? That the net change? I'm trying to understand because I don't understand the meaning of net change in fund balance.
Yeah, the net change. So the fund balance is your assets minus any liabilities. So that will change with revenue coming in and expenditures going out. So the net change decreased because there were more expenditures than there were money coming in from revenue. Does that
so
make sense?
It's not some sort of a loss. It's just a change.
It's a change. I mean, a district doesn't necessarily have a loss like a for-profit would. It's a net change in the value, basically the value of the district.
Okay.
If that makes sense. We are not a profitable
organization. Then instead of saying loss, we say net change.
Exactly.
Okay. That makes sense now. Thank you very much. That was my question.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That was a great question, Director Torrickson. I'm glad you asked it. All right, I'm going to move on to our next director, Director Garcia. Do you have any questions or comments for Joanne or Jessica?
No questions, no comments.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Moving on to Director Torres, do you have any questions or comments for Joanne or Jessica?
No, thank you, Madam Chair. No questions. I really appreciate the work you put into this, Joanne and Jessica. It's a very thorough report, and I really appreciate all the information on it, so thank you.
Thank you, Director Torres. Director Lopez Garcia, do you have any questions or comments for Joanne Berry or Jessica?
No, I don't, but I know she put a lot of work in it. Thank you so much, Jessica. You always do such a wonderful job. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. And I don't have any questions either. This is a really good report. Thank you so much, Joanne. We appreciate all your work on this. And, of course, Jessica, thank you so much. We know you do an awesome job. So at this time, do I have a motion?
I move we accept a final audit report for fiscal year 2021-2022 as presented by Fector and Company.
Thank you, Director.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Director Torrickson. Thank you, Director Garcia. Jeff?
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Okay, moving on. Consider authorizing the general manager to enter into a contract with Pacific Site Management Landscaping for landscape maintenance service in the amount of $6,818 monthly. Do I have any member of the public that would like to make a comment on this item at this time? Yes?
We do not.
Okay, I'm closing it to the public, bringing it back up to the board. General Manager, are you presenting this?
Yes, I am, Madam Chair. Our contract with Pacific Site Management recently expired, and we went out with a request for proposal from vendors providing landscape maintenance to municipalities or special districts, and we had three responses. One was from our current provider, Pacific Site Management. One was from Monarch Landscape Company, and the other final one was from Brightview Landscape Services. You'll notice in the staff report, the lowest responsible bidder was Pacific Site Management, which is somewhat fortunate because they're very familiar with our operations. They've been around since, I believe, 2016, and have done a really good job with the landscape maintenance, and has saved the district quite a bit of money because for those of you who do remember, we had a rather robust park staff at one time, and having staff can cost a lot of money, and some things are best contracted out for. And so the board adopted a strategy a number of years ago to contract certain landscape maintenance items, and we've been pleased with Pacific Site Management over those years. So we're recommending tonight to accept the lowest bid and have me enter into a contract with Pacific Site Management.
Thank you, sir. Director Torlakson, do you have any questions for the general manager on this?
I do not. I think this is the best deal we have so far.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Director Garcia, any questions for the general manager on this?
No, no questions. I just have a comment, though. I was there today, and one thing that I noticed is that they do an excellent job. They really do, compared to years ago when the grass on the side to our neighbors, there'd be like the grass and the weeds would be growing out of everywhere. But now it's always nice and clean. So kudos to that company. That's it.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Director Torres, any comments or questions for the general manager?
Thank you, Madam Chair. No questions, and just want to say thank you to our general manager for doing some of that legwork to compare prices. It's definitely a big difference on different prices that I'm seeing, so definitely happy to go with a company like Pacific Site.
Thank you, Director Torres. Director Lopez Garcia, any comments or questions for the general manager?
Well, I was looking at the things that, are you talking about Pursuit of Park? I mean, Anita Park, that structure?
We are on item 8B at this time.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Okay, that's okay. Did you have any questions or comments for the general manager on the contract?
Thank you, Doug.
This is Trina. I totally trust what you're recommending. I just have one question. I see Brightview Landscaping around a lot, not in our park district, but in my community, right over the hill in Concord, and they've always done such an awesome job. I'm wondering, have you ever interviewed them, and what do you think about them?
We've actually used them for a couple of projects, and They do a very good job, very professional, and we've enjoyed working with them. So they've had a good reputation, and it's been well-deserved.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to some of the city employees at Concord, and, I mean, they get in and get it done, and their people are always, like, they're dressed. You know, they have, like, that uniform. They look so professional. And so, anyway, I totally trust that if you think we should go to site management, we should, but I just wanted to... say, you know, maybe Brightview at some point might be our people. I don't know. Okay, thank you so much, sir. Do I have a motion?
I move we authorize our general manager to enter into a contract with Pacific Site Management Landscaping for landscape maintenance service in the amount of $6,818 monthly.
Thank you, Director Tollickson. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Director Lopez-Garcia. Jeff?
Yes, Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Tollickson?
Aye.
Director Lopez-Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Okay, thank you. Moving on. Sorry, people. I'm confusing my own self here. Okay, moving on. Consider selecting a redesigned playground structure for ages 5 to 12 to be installed at Anuta Park. Director, general manager, what say you on this?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I need to apologize. I could have done a little bit of better job at wording the item. And to consider... approving design redesign, because there's only one choice that we're being presented this evening. As you know, I've been reporting for quite some time. It's been a little bit of a struggle to fit that project within our budget. We started off with a $269,000 budget, and that's what Dave Bang was given to work with when presenting ideas for the playground. When it came to fruition, between the time that we came up with the concept to the time that they went out to bid, things had changed significantly, and they are very volatile, I have to admit. It can be very volatile, but we were taken aback by how much this volatility was, because the $269,000 blew up to a $450,000 project for the same playground that was presented to the board for adoption. That's well over our budget, and I told the board that I'd be coming back with an alternative design. This has gone on for quite some time, and it's been a tough negotiation. I know that Dave Bang has been trying to accommodate us the best they can, and providing us with a design that still fits the need of our users and falls within our budget. But as you will note, there's an additional $75,000 that's going to be required for this design. That's the lowest we can get it and still keep the integrity of the playground. We can use park impact fees that we recently received as a pass-through from the county, and the amount of about $350,000. So we take $75,000 from that because we're expanding use. So it'll qualify for those funds. So it will be nothing against the district's general fund or capital fund. This will actually be park impact fees that are restricted and qualify for this particular project. So what we're looking for is approval for this particular design so we can move ahead with this project and get it scheduled and squared away. The design for the 2 to 5 year olds did not change. We kept that one. Two observations over at least my time here. We noticed that is the most popular playground, and you can see that on the screen now. We'll be being able to maintain that one. And, of course, the number 6 that we're proposing the board consider for installation is still a solid design, and it will serve the purpose which is intended to provide an opportunity for 5 to 12 to have a good playground experience there. A lot of the kids are drawn to that park from soccer. And so when they are between games or they're watching siblings, they'll migrate over to the playground apparatus, and I think this will provide, a good experience. We do have a swing component on there and climbing move ahead with this project.
Thank you, sir. Director Schwartzen, do you have any comments or questions for our general manager on this?
I do. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. General Manager Long, Doug Long. Is that swing good for just one person, or is it like a group swing?
Yeah, that's Lori is more familiar with that than I am. But yeah, that's the idea for more than one. Lori?
Yes, that accommodates up to four children on that swing.
Okay. It looks good. It's really minimal, but I think for the budget that we have, I think this will work for me. Thank you for all your work.
Thank you, Director Clarkson. Director Garcia, do you have any comments or questions?
No questions, no comments.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Director Torres, any comments or questions for Lori or for Doug?
Thank you, Madam Chair. No questions, just definitely I appreciate the fact that there's a creative process to find a design that fits our budget. So thank you for that. I do love the design. It's still kind of it's still on the same plane in terms of what the original designs look like, and I like that. I also like that fact that there's there's bars there. In other words, there's no room for hiding. I like that there's, obviously, the playground's very transparent, so that way there isn't, people hiding out there at night or whatever. I really enjoyed this design. I really appreciate it. So thank you for the creativity put into it.
Thank you, Director Torres. Director Lopez-Carcia, any comments or questions for the general manager or Lori?
Yes. I kind of think that they need more stage, because it's really hot, and going down those slides, and you can really hurt yourself, burn yourself, really. I just wanted to know, was there, did you get more protection, or is that it?
Lori, do you have anything to tell us about the construction of the materials on the slide? Is it metal?
Yeah, Jeff, can you go to the aerial view? No, it is a plastic, but can you go to the aerial view on that swing set, and it shows you how much of it is covered?
Do you see that?
I can see on that aerial view.
Do you see that, Dr. Lopez-Carcia?
Yeah. Well, if that's what we need to get, it'll be better than nothing. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to comment on something that Director Torres said, because I think it's really important because of where this park is, that I like the design that there aren't hiding spaces. We had a lot of problems at that park in the past with people that haven't always met so well, and I like the fact that our community can feel safe. You can walk into the park and see through all the play equipment and know that your kids are going to be okay. So I just wanted to let Director Torres know. I thought that was a great comment. And I really like this new redesign. I don't feel like we're giving up anything. So thank you, General Manager, for spearheading this and getting us the design that fits our budget. I think it's well worth the $75,000 that we have to put out. All right, do I have a motion to accept?
Okay. I move that the board...
Okay. Go ahead.
I move that the board of directors select redesigned playground number 6 for 5 to 10-year-olds to be installed at Anoda Park.
I'll second that.
Do I have a second? Thank you, Director Lopez-Garcia. Jeff?
Okay. Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Lopez-Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Thank you. All right. We do not have any public hearing this session.
our this meeting, the closed sessions meeting. So we're moving on to community work, board comments and items for next month's agenda. I'm going to give each board member an opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments on items that are within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. And I'm going to start with my vice chair, Director Follickson. What say you, ma'am?
Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, I apologize if I mentioned that the Easter event was not on the website. The last time I looked, it wasn't there. So I'm hoping that maybe when things happen, that we get an email that it's happening, because at our last meeting, I don't think it was considered, or what? I mean, it was still in the planning, I think, but we didn't really get date for it, so I didn't have it on my calendar. So I would really appreciate it if we have an event like that, that we get a heads up right away. Unfortunately, right. Although I was really excited for it, I will not be able to attend because I will be out of town, but I would have wanted to attend. So I'm hoping that it'll be a fun event as it used to be, and hope the weather holds up for everybody, because it will be April, no longer March, that when we have that. And thank you to the staff, to Lori, Jessica, and to our general manager for all the good work that you have done for the district.
Thank you, Director Torvikson. Director Garcia, any questions or comments?
I wanted to, what May said, April is just a couple of weeks away, and I hope the weather is much better then for our Easter egg hunt. But that's a good thing. Hopefully, like I said, it'll be good weather. That's it for me.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Director Torres, any comments or questions?
No comments or questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I don't know who said it, but can they mute it? Thank you. Director Lopez Garcia, any comments or questions?
Yes, I wanted to say you guys do such a wonderful job. Thank you so much. It's greatly appreciated. And that's all I have to say. Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia.
Yeah, I continue to be grateful for the staff at our park district for everything they do. The fact that we're such a small district, and yet we provide so many services, opportunities for play and joy, family time, outside time, inside time for our community, makes me proud. I also wanted to kind of weigh in on what Director Torlickson said. I don't know if it would create a lot of extra work for the staff, but as soon as we get dates and times on these events, I would love it if the directors could get an email so that we could put it on our calendars as soon as possible. And that would be great if it didn't cause a lot of hassle for the staff. And that's it. Thank you so much for everything that you do, and Jeff, especially on the audit. I know that causes you a lot of extra work, so thank you for that. All right, folks, we're moving on to closing ceremonies. Do I have a motion to adjourn to our April meeting?
I move we adjourn the meeting to our April meeting.
Do I have a second? I'll second that. Thank you, Director Lopez-Garcia. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, folks, thank you for this meeting. Thank you for everybody showing up. I really appreciate it. Have a great March.